This is WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Good morning, Mike. WSBT 754.
Morning time out there, Charlie.
Yeah, good morning. Woo, frosty out here today.
Is it? No. Yeah, it's going to be a cold one, that's for sure. Wasn't too bad yesterday. I think it got up to, like, what, 34 or something,
33? Yeah, it wasn't too bad. It says 14 on my dash right now. Did you go to that spot yesterday?
No, I had to work. I couldn't make it. Where'd you go?
No, I didn't go. Too cold, too early. It's a Sunday. I was lazy. I just wonder if there's anything good up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I know WRUZ 935 was there. He goes every swap. That's his, I think it's, you know, that's his, you know, whatever, you know, it's what he likes to do. His hobby, go to swaps.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything that I really needed and had to have or anything like that, so I opted to stay home where it was warm. Didn't have to go nowhere.
Yeah, I think the next one that's coming up is going to be either Hazel Park or Kalamazoo. I think Hazel Park and Kalamazoo. I don't know. They keep changing things around, though, because of, you know, the low turnout at these swaps anymore.
Yeah, well, people ain't got the money to spend these days, man. You know, it's a sign of the times.
A lot of it has to do with, you know, online sales, too, like Marketplace, Craigslist, eBay, Amazon. So, I mean, it's a lot of factors. Yeah, that and money, too. But, I mean, mostly because of the computer.
Yeah, I bet that takes a lot out of it. You know, you're looking for something, you're more apt to find it online than to hit all the swamps and whatnot. Oh, well. Yeah, I went shopping for a car the other day. My wife and I did. I think it was Friday. Yeah, I think it was, anyway. We was up in North End of Port Huron. They got a Culver's up there, so we stopped in for lunch. And I'll tell you what, man. That hamburger was probably the best hamburger I've had in a long time. I really enjoyed that. I'm looking forward to the one in Marysville.
You know, I've been to Culver's a few times, and I'm just not that impressed. You know, I mean, they're okay, but maybe it's because of the location I went to. I don't know. But, yeah, I just... It didn't fascinate me.
talked about it last week, and I had never been to one, and we saw that one there the other day, and so I stopped in, and we had lunch there, and I don't know, I really enjoyed the hamburger, it was pretty good, butter burger or something like that, I don't know, a double, but I was like, wow, man, this thing's pretty good, you know. I'm not a huge fan of hamburgers. I mean, I'll eat them like McDonald's and that sort of thing. I'd rather have a hot dog, but... So I tried their double butter burger or whatever the heck it's called. And I really enjoyed it, man. I almost bought another one for the ride home. It was pretty good. So, yeah, we'll see what this one does in Marysville. I don't know how long it's going to be until it's open. I know they're starting to build it.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I went there a few times, that one in Roseville there, right there at 13 and, was it Little Mac? I think, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, it's right inside, like, the Myers parking lot over there at 13 and Little Mac. And, you know, it's all right. I don't know. Just wasn't really turned on by it.
Like anything, it's not for everybody. I might have got lucky and got a good cook that day, who knows, but anyway, I still enjoyed it. It was pretty good. Oh, man. Here we are on Monday, and I got to work Friday.
Yeah, copy that. Now, I do like going to that, I told you this, that, Mickey D's diner up there on Military.
That Poppers or whatever it was?
One that used to be called Powers, and they changed the name to Mickey D's. I think it's Mickey D's Diner or Mickey D's Coney Island. I don't know if they're affiliated with the Mickey D's down here that are in the metro area. But, they got some really good sliders.
I've been back up here for 25 years, and I still have never stepped foot in that place. Just never had a reason to go by there. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, they sell more than just, you know, hamburgers. They got a full menu there. They sell everything. Now, back when it was Powers Diner, you know, they used to give you free soup with every meal. Didn't matter, you know, what you ordered, you always got free soup. It just came with.
Yeah, the place always looked good back when it was Powers, you know, it had that old-time look to it. A lot of lights and whatnot. Just, we never had a reason to go by there. I don't know why, but... just never made it up to it.
So it's still the same on the outside. Inside, they remodeled it, but the outside, you know, it's still the same with all the lights and everything.
Yeah, we were all looking for a car and didn't find anything. We stopped at K-Wood. They had an Explorer there. I don't even know why we didn't talk to them about it, but we went up to the Ford dealer and they had an Escape up there, and I flat told the guy, I said, if it's got the 1.5 liter, I don't want it. I just don't even bother. Oh, no, it's got 2 point something or one other, I don't know. And I said, well, you know, we'll take a look, but I'm not interested in that 1.5 at all. There's nothing but trouble with them engines. And he said, oh, no, this one don't have that. And then he printed up the paperwork on it. And I said, well, it says right here it's a 1.5, dude. I just told you, I don't want to look at it with the 1.5. Oh, I don't think that one has it. And I said, well, the paper right here says it does, you know. We walked out there, and it was in our price range. And it wasn't bad looking, wasn't beat up, you know, it was clean enough. And it only had 60 some thousand miles on it. And, you know, he gave me this deal. Yeah, it was the dealer's family owned, or, you know, somebody in the family owned it and they traded it in somehow. You know, the usual line that I don't believe most times. And we popped the hood on it. I goes, well, see right here, it says 1.5. I goes, oh, I'm not interested, man. And we walked away from him. Left him standing there with the hood open, you know. I told my wife, I said, I don't want the 1.5. I said that walking into it. I don't want it. So we just walked away from it. So we're still on the hunt for something.
I bet you felt like a big dummy. You know. I know what he was trying to do. He was trying to, you know, get you hooked in and swindle you. You know, that's what they do. They give you this big spiel. It's like that movie Used Cars with Kurt Russell.
Yeah, but you know, you can get the warranty. You can buy a warranty with it. 3-year, 36,000 mile warranty, or you can get the drivetrain, blah, blah. I don't want it. I don't want the 1.5. I said that going into it. I don't want the 1.5. This thing is nothing but trouble. So, yeah, we looked around. We went up to the Chevy dealer, did a drive through their parking lot. Everything was 25,000 or more. And we pulled right back out and went to lunch and decided, well, we'll keep looking.
Yeah, that's all you can do, you know. I take it that 1.5 liter has trouble with catastrophic failure, like engine grenading or something.
Well, so when I was reading, it has a problem in the cooling system and water intrusion into the engine, and also it has the EcoBoost. I don't really want turbo. You know, the trouble that they come up with after a while. I want something. It doesn't have to be special, but it's just got to be a good engine, good transmission, hopefully not a CVT. But, you know, everything's just getting hard to find that doesn't have problems, you know.
It's not like buying a brick nose F-150 that's two-wheel drive, four on the floor, and an inline six with vinyl flooring and crank windows and just something simple, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was my last pickup. Had the six-cylinder, didn't have a stick, but had hand crank windows, you know, nothing that, you know, just piles on with problems, you know. This one, my 2016, you know, I got power windows, but I don't have carpeting and don't have a lot of all the extra stuff that I just don't really need, you know. It's, to me, it's just a truck. Power windows are about as fancy as I would go, you know. So, but, you know, we did get the 8-cylinder, the 5.0, which is a, you know, a tried and true motor. Everything runs good. I got 185,200 miles on it, and I've done a water pump.
Not bad. Well, at least it's not the 5.4. That's the one you don't want.
Oh, this has been a good truck. Both my Fords. So this is my third new Ford. I bought a 99 with a stick down in Texas. We drove that up here, traded in on something or another, I don't know. Then I had a 2004. I bought that at my last job, and that had the six-cylinder, and, you know, none of the frills. Didn't even have cruise control, you know. It was just a truck, and it ran great, 189,000. Started getting rusty, and then we had the camper. We wanted something a little bit more powerful to pull the camper, and we bought this one. Then sold the camper. Oh, my wife is something. But, yeah, this has been a good truck, you know, not a problem at all. Other than, no, I don't want to say no problems. I did do the water pump, let go on it. which happens, and then the third signal switch with the combination wiper. They had a bad run of those where the wipers would just come on all of a sudden by themselves. And I found a switch up at AutoZone in Port Huron and swapped it out in about 30 minutes or so. And other than that, I have not had a problem with this truck at all.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, my SUV I'm driving now, I got an issue with the PCV breather is, it's getting plugged. And when you start it up, you know, it lets out a cloud of smoke that it dissipates after like, you know, after like 30 seconds.
WSBT 754. Yeah, well, we'll find something. I mean, the car she's got, that Mustang, it's a rusty old hunk, but it's only got 63 or 64,000 miles on it. She doesn't drive it far, so I think it runs longer just to warm up than it does to get to work. I mean, she works at CVS there in Marysville, so it has more time running than it does driving when she warms it up.
Yeah, copy that.
And we bought that new in 2005. They had one up in Milne. It was red with white stripes on it that I really liked. And I'm not a Mustang fan at all. I'm not too big on them, but my wife is. And so we went for a ride up to Northgate there in Port Huron just to see if they had one, take it for a ride and whatnot. And as soon as we pulled in the parking lot, she saw the one she's got. She said, I want that one. Kind of a goldish brown color with black trim. She said, that's the one I want right there. So we didn't even go test driving. We just walked in and bought it, and that was it.
What's it have, like a 5.0 in it?
Nah, it's a V6. We don't need no hot rods, man. It's just a V6. Problem with it is rust, man. Holy smokes, this thing is rusting away. The quarter panels are starting to go. It has bubble up on the hood that they're pretty famous for. The underside's starting to go pretty bad. She had a flat tire one day up at Meyer. She called my son-in-law over to help her get it changed out. He couldn't break the lug nuts loose. And he tried and tried and tried. He ain't no weakling, you know. He's a pretty strong boy. He couldn't get them broke loose. So we ended up throwing it up to our repair guy there in town, dump truck driver. He said he was a little nervous hooking onto it. He thought he was going to pull it apart. And that's how bad it's starting to get.
Oh, wow. That's not good. WRWB 49. Yeah, well, my wife's car is getting to be that way. She's got a 2011 Ford Focus, and she's had that thing, you know, since, what, 2013?
Well, this one came with the aluminum wheels, which I really do not like. They have a problem on this car with holding air, you know. They get corroded around the bead. The salt and everything with them, you know, the lug nuts get all frozen up on it. You can't get them off. When I got this one, I didn't even notice it until somebody pointed out, because I don't look at that sort of thing. I could care less about wheels, you know. It's got to have custom wheels. I'm not into all that. When I bought this, it came with steel wheels and a hubcaps. And, you know, I don't really think about that. And this guy says, oh, you know, you should have got wheels on it, man. Every guy's got to have wheels on their truck. And I'm like, why, man? Does it make me go faster? Or, I mean, I don't see the point, you know. I like my tried and true, you know. They've been working for eons, you know, steel wheels. You can get them on, get them off, you know. you don't have this problem with corrosion like her car does, man. Damn wheels, man. They start losing air around the bead all the time.
And then not to mention when you hit a pothole and if they're low profile, forget it, it's done. Steel wheels, you know, you can just pound it out and put it back to the way it was and put a wheel weight on it and be done with it. Aluminum, it just cracks and it's done.
Yeah, there's a low profile, but I know what you're saying. And, I mean, I don't think she does over 30 miles an hour, 40 miles an hour. I mean, she doesn't go anywhere from home to CVS to Meijer and home, you know, all within, inside of Marysville. So that car doesn't get any miles to it at all. For an 05 with 65,000, say, I don't even think it's that high, but it's an 05 with 60,000 miles on it. You know, she don't go anywhere.
Good morning from WSHM 738.
Yeah, morning time out there, Paul.
Morning, Paul.
Running a little late today, a few minutes. I bought some tamales. I heated one up. It went down good with a coffee this morning, I could tell you that.
Oh, that's funny. Siciliano burritos yesterday, and I got a few of them in my box. A couple guys at work really love these things.
Yeah, I can eat cold pizza right out of the refrigerator at 4 in the morning. It doesn't matter to me, but tamales are pretty good. I was somewhere where they were giving out a sample. I go, wow, hey, those are pretty tasty. I say, where can I get those?
Yeah, I could do that too, eat cold pizza, like, you know, early in the morning with a cup of coffee. It doesn't bother me. My wife will say, don't you want to heat that up? I'm like, no, it's fine just the way it is.
Yeah, I can't do that. It's got to be hot.
Well, there's some pizza I get. You know, everybody makes different pizzas, and there's a lot of good different pizzas, but one place in particular, it's good in the oven, you know, heat it up in the oven around lunchtime if you're not impatient. I prefer that than a microwave. I actually, you know, if I guess I had to rate it, if it isn't reheated in an oven or a toaster oven, which would be about on par with each other, then I'd rather have it cold out of the refrigerator than microwave. Microwave just doesn't do it.
Yeah, I find that in a microwave, sometimes that pizza dough turns into rubber.
Yeah, it don't taste too good. You're better off just throwing it in the toaster oven. Or if you have an air fryer, that's even good too.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, these tamales, they gave out a little sample, was it Saturday? No, Sunday. I guess I got them yesterday. Anyways, they got a little bit of a, very little bit of a bite to them, you know what I mean? But, man, they're actually pretty good. And they're not frozen, they're refrigerated, so they're at least on the fresher side of all that crap. But they're very good. 3 minutes in the microwave, I can see that's going to be my replacement for a donut in the morning.
You should try one of these burritos, buddy. It takes her a while to make them. She made like dozen or more. Takes those long green chilies, and she roasts them in a pan, in a cast iron pan, skins them, guts them, and then she puts in the Monterey Jack cheese, puts it in the batter, batter fries them, throws them on a tortilla with some refried beans. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, these things are delicious.
Oh, homemade. Well, I'm sure it's pretty good, right?
Sounds pretty good. It's almost like those ones you get up there at, like, say, Grand Azteca, Mexican Village, or Cholula Maria, there in Shelby Township.
They're by far my favorite Mexican food, man. You guys here, like, I brought one in for this buddy Mike. He just loves these things, man. And I never tell him when I'm bringing them. I just kind of show up and drop one on his table, and it kind of makes his whole day, man. He starts getting mouth and water and waiting for break so he can tear that thing up.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not much of a cook, but there is something I fry up at home that's stupid, simple, easy, and it's of the Mexican genre, if you will. And I get some floured shells, you know what I mean, and I'll get some ground beef. I'll brown it in a pan, drain the grease off. Then I'll pour some picante sauce to make a chili mix out of the hamburger. So there's a different levels of, I think they have picante mild, hot, or extra hot. You know, there's like three different renditions of that. So whatever your flavor is there, but the picante sauce is pretty good. So you mix that up with the hamburger until it's pretty well warmed up and doesn't take long. And you get some Monterey Jack cheese and those floured shells, and you throw them in the oven just to heat them and melt some, pour some cheese on the floured shell, pour some of the hamburger mix in there, and I guess it's a burrito of sorts. And I do those, and it's pretty deep. It's pretty cheap, quick, and dirty. The worst part about it is draining the grease from the hamburger, right? That's the only part that's a little bit of a pain. Other than that, those things are delicious. Food. You guys get me hungry again.
Makes you want to go to the engine house and get some chili.
Alright, well, I'm here at my spot. I go in, turn on the heater, make my coffee, and start this deal. I gotta work all week. Might as well start whining about it now.
How many weeks left? You got this week, next week, and a few days to the week after, so it's going to go by quick. All right. Good morning, Charlie. Have a good one, and hopefully the Monday goes quick for you.
All right, guys. You guys have a great day, and I'll look for you this afternoon. Mike, y'all drive safe. WSBT 75473.
I think something's on fire over here. I smell burnt wood.
That's not good. Yeah, we'll catch you later, Charlie. Now, I had the other day, I was talking to somebody, and I look up, and here it is. It's like 2:33 o'clock in the morning, and my neighbor's out there. He's got a fire going outside in his backyard. I'm like, uh-oh, his septic field must be froze.
Yeah, it makes me think something's burning in here, but it smells like fire somewhere. So it's right around 696 in Van Dyke somewhere. I've even seen a little, you know, smoky, it's hard to tell because it's dark out, but I thought I seen a little, like it looked a little foggy, you know what I mean? Sorry, I was in my weak spot there.
Yeah, okay. What is it like, just south of, you know, the Discount Tire, and, or southwest of Discount Tire there a little bit?
I don't know what direction, I'm just telling you the area.
Yeah. What was it, there was one morning I was going to work, and it seemed like this big ball of, like, you know, light in the sky, and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, what the hell is that? You know, and then I find out that SEMCO was, you know, venting off a, I guess a gas well they had out there by New Haven.
Yeah, well, it's this time of year in these temperatures where you start seeing, you know, a lot of houses go ablaze. You know, a lot of them have alternative heating sources, and you know, it's responsible for a lot of them.
Well, yeah, for sure. You know, they, some people like to use their stove as a, as, you know, a ways, means and ways of heating their home, or plugging in too many multiple electric heaters, causing fires.
Yep, pretty common this time of year. I feel like singing the 12 Days of Christmas. 12 days and, let's see, 10, 13 days. We got 13 days left to work.
Yeah, copy that. Huh. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I got to work, but it's all right, though. I'm used to it. Don't bother me.
Actually, I think it's 12 days. 12 days left. I'll be looking forward to shipping them out. I think two more paychecks before the end of the year, I think. I don't know where that last one falls. I mean, I think it should fall in this year. So I think two more paychecks left. Round out the year here.
Yeah, copy that. I wonder how that swap was yesterday. Does any good turnout?
I don't know. I think John did okay. He went to a couple of them over the weekend. So that one was the one yesterday. And I don't know. He said it was all right. I didn't really talk to him in great detail about it.
Yep, copy that.
Peter's a little weaker this morning.
Yeah, I noticed. Just a tad bit. Maybe there's something obstructing the antenna.
I think it's just band conditions. SHM-738.
Hell, it could be.
You know, in comparison to Friday, the band was actually up. So that's why I was carrying it a little ways further than normal. I was taking a different direction, but I soon realized at the end of the day, the band was up Friday morning.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, there's some days where I have trouble hitting the Mount Clemens where I'm at, and there's some days I have no trouble at all when I'm working. Obviously not from home, but when I'm out and about.
Yeah, it's the way it is. You gotta play the Amdeltia.
Yep, pretty much.
Alright, well, I'm going to cruise over to the FM stereo for a bit, Mike, because this thing's got a lot of noise on it. It's traveling, not as strong as it is on other mornings, so catch you later. Have a good day at work. WRWD 489 from WSHM-738.
Hey, we'll catch you later. This is WRWD 489, and we'll be standing by. Unless there's somebody else in there that wants to jump in.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
About a 202, you up?
They're
days, for days, for days. WSFT 902, yes, sir.
Oh, look, there's a wait. I was calling for 202, but I'll take 902. Good morning, time.
Good morning, right back at you. So, did you ever hear back from that guy in that Marshall? He ever text you back?
Yeah, I checked my thing this morning. Yeah, he won't budge. It's all right. Ain't no big thing. I ain't gonna pursue it any further. To hell with it. But yeah, he won't budge. Says he can't go any lower. And so I just left it at that.
Shoot. If I had the extra money right now, I'd give you the money to get that amp through. You're not gonna find that amp again, bro. They didn't sell a whole lot of them. And that's the exact same amp I got. About the exact same time I got it. You ain't gonna find that everywhere, bro.
Yeah, I know, but I ain't gonna cry 3 tears in a bucket over it. I got other things I gotta worry about, so. You know, he just came back, seemed like he kind of hostile at it. Well, I don't know about hostile, the way he said it. He just came back and said, no. He said, I can't take any less than that, the way he kind of said it. And I think he put an exclamation point. So it's like, all right, man, cool. But what else is going on?
You got to remember, I think the amp was $1,200. I ended up paying, I don't know, because I traded an amp in on it, too. I had that bass head, remember, that Ampeg bass head? But I think that amp was like $1,200 brand new. And that is a British-made amp. Same as mine. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Well, if he'd have been flexible, I'd ask him a few questions about it. But nah, it's done and over. It's just I'm not even gonna give it a second thought. I got other stuff I gotta deal with, and you know, and he's not gonna budge. So, hell with it, though. That's the end of that.
Yeah, I had a. Like I said, I'm trying to get dressed and get out of here a little bit early today, so.
Yeah, right, today. You working at the same place today as usual?
Just want to let you know, whoever you're talking to out there, he's not coming through the repeater. So it sounds like a ghost talking. WRWV 49.
Answer that guy. That's that idiot, Mike.
All there. Now, I'm talking to what's called, but he's hearing me on the other repeater. He doesn't sound good. I'm on Clemens, and I don't sound good on Detroit, so. And since they're not linked, he could hear me, and I could hear him. Thanks for the concern that I'm not ghost talking. Yeah, anyhow, Dave, like I say, I'm trying to get out the door right this second, so.
Well, it just sounds like a one-sided conversation, you know what I mean? That's what I was saying. There's nobody else coming back.
Do you have a dual-band radio? You had a dual-band radio and you had Detroit on and you had Mount Clemens on. You understand the conversation. There is a conversation going on. WSFT 902. All right, Dave. Anyways, let me get out the door. I'll call you on the phone here in a little bit. WSFT 902, and I'm clear.
Yeah, all right, man. I'll be sitting around here watching Discovery Channel, so I'll catch you in a minute. WSFT 793, quiet.
Not good enough, 973. WSFT 902, and I'm clear. W
copy us, FF330, mobile and monitoring.
About a 202, you're around WSMC 793 calling. Guess not. No contact WSEU 202. WSMC 793, quiet.
Hey, 202, yeah, I wasn't sure if I heard you right or not, man. Sorry about that.
No problem, man. What's up? And I'm having trouble hearing you. There's mostly none but static there, Roger.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
That's a no-no, man. It shouldn't be doing that out here, but, what are you doing?
Well, I figured we weren't in planes or on a boat. I figured we'd be safe.
Now, technically, if I remember right, you can't be yelling mayday on any radio band. I guess it's no good. I don't know what out here. What's for breakfast?
I mean a toasted egg and cheese sandwich. How's that sound?
Yeah, that's a funny thing, because that's what I was thinking about before I got out here and called you. I was sitting here watching YouTube, and I was thinking I had give me a little something to eat, and I was thinking egg and cheese sandwich don't sound bad, something quick and fast.
Yeah, I was out there working in the garage, doing all the insulation underneath the workbench on the choices, right? I went out there this morning, it's built some cold, that breeze coming in through here, so I pulled the generator out in the welder and a couple other things and redo the insulation down there and, with a foundation in the garage hits each other.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm just sitting here finishing my coffee and I was watching YouTube and stuff, and I called for you earlier a couple hours ago, and 902 popped out there, and I guess you thought I was calling him. You didn't answer, so I talked to him for a little bit, and that was it. I just been dead out here. Hey, you any good with wood?
Well, that's why I didn't answer the radio the first time, because I thought you said 902, and then the second time you said it, I paid attention. I caught it. It all depends on the wood thing, you know what I mean? You know, nothing fancy done.
I'm just asking, I like to have a little speaker cab built, just a small one that'll hold a 12-inch. Kind of want to model it a little bit after my amplifier, my Thunder, and kind of have a little mini stack here. Because the speaker that's in my Thunder is an 8, but, and there's no, it's not big enough to, there's not enough, room in there to put a 10 or a 12. I'd like to have a 12. So I thought I could have somebody make me a cab just a little cab with a 12 in it, and I can stack it, have myself a mini stack there. But I really don't know anybody who knows how to do anything with wood.
Yes, Dave, if you give me dimensions, yes, I can build that for you, no problem.
Okay. What if you build it, like if I want some Pollex put on it, you know what Pollex is, I think. You able to do that?
I'm taking it, it's just the material that you see on speaker cabinets, right?
Yeah, like on little guitar amps, well, big guitar amps too, but yeah, that black textury stuff, yeah.
Yes, I can do the upholstery work on that also.
Well, then I'll talk to you about it maybe in a little bit, because I've been wanting somebody to build me a cabinet. I've been looking on Facebook Marketplace, and the speaker cabinets that I find on there, they want big money for, and I mean, I'm not looking for it for free or nothing, don't get me wrong. I just want to see if maybe, how much it would be around to do something like that. But, I'd have to give you, measurements and everything else. I'm not asking for a ballpark right off the bat there. But I'd like to have a speaker cabinet built with black Pollex like my amplifier, and about the same size as my amplifier cabinet, too. If you know what I mean, as long as it'll hold a 12, I just have me a little mini stack. Because that's all I need, is I just need a 12-inch speaker. I don't need, excuse me, geez, I don't know where these burps are coming from. I don't need to go buy another amplifier or anything with big speakers in it. I just need a cab with a 12 and little cab with a 12 in it there, Roger.
Yeah, I can do it for you. I'm just trying to sit here and think, man. I might have a 3/4-inch piece of plywood out there that already has black rhino liner on it.
Yeah, all right. That would even work too, as long as it's black and kind of matches my amplifier a little bit. It don't have to be perfect. I'm not looking for perfection or anything like that. I'm just want a speaker cab with a 12 in it. I don't know if I want it. I'm still debating whether I want it open back or closed back, or a closable back on it. Maybe a half closed back on it. But this is just blah, blah, blah. I just want to know if you knew anything about wood. You seem to know good, so maybe I'll get some dimensions down and stuff and shoot them your way, and you tell me, what you think. Like I said, I'm not looking for carpenter. Well, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't know what word I'm looking for. As long as it's solid and it holds together good and everything can take a beating, that's good enough for me.
Square might be the word you're looking for.
Yeah, square, fully square. My amplifier is square, but it has a tilted, the front of it's tilted, the upper top front of it's tilted a little bit where the knobs point up at you. I don't need it like that. As long as it's square. It's just fully square, because it's just going to have a speaker. There ain't going to be nothing else in it. So, yeah, fully square is what I want, all the sides.
That's pretty funny, man. A few years back, I built a tune port box for my subwoofers, right? And I built it perfect, so it's 34 megahertz, and that thing's built like a brick, you know what. Ain't that got a rattle or a crack in it yet, man.
Yeah, right. If it comes out cheaper, then what they want for some of these cabinets on YouTube, on Facebook Marketplace, then I'll talk to you about it and stuff. I sent you a couple things to your Facebook.
Yeah, bro, I seen that, man. Yeah, David, it'd probably cost you the price of the plywood, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that subwoofer cabinet that I built, that tune ported. Let me see, and it's hold on. It's all mono block, you know. So I think it's only putting out 2 ohms. That thing just bangs, you know, 1,000-watt sub, and it rattles pretty hard, man, and it's holding together pretty good, so I'm sure it'll handle a guitar speaker, no problem.
Yeah, my little amp here that I wanted for, it's a Fender tube amp, but it's only 5 watts, but 5-watt tube power is loud. Especially if I can get a high efficiency 12 inch in there, man. I mean, I'm not looking to get loud anyway, but I just want some bass in the floor a little bit, so a little more full of sound. I switched I switched out the speaker in there for a Jensen mod. That's the popular speaker for Fender amplifiers, is the Jensen mod. I put a Jensen mod in it, and I broke it in and everything, and yeah, it's big-time sound. But it's only an 8, and, I mean, it gives me what I want, you know, but it just doesn't have the floor. I like to feel it a little bit in the floor a little more than what this one does. And I've been thinking for a long time about a speaker cabinet, about an external cabinet. It ain't like it just popped in my head this morning. I've been thinking about it for a few years now. I just, you know, I'm not duster for one of them. That's why I ain't picked one up yet. It's just, I look at them, you know, I see what they want for them, and I, you know, and I do consider sometimes, I think I should get this thing, but then I never get around to it. But, anyway, so you got the Facebook things, right?
Yeah, it's not something that I wanted to look at first thing in the morning, but I did. It was pretty funny.
I wasn't kidding you, man. But I'm going to talk to you about that stuff over the phone. I ain't going to talk to you about it out here. But what you got going on today?
I pulled my generator and my welder out from underneath the workbench and found my breezy little holes, and I went to go cut the insulation and the cardboard and all that and get the staple gun, and came in and had my breakfast and warmed my fingers up, and I'm going to head back out.
Yeah, I... 18 degrees, a little cold out there for that, ain't it?
Right now it's 50 degrees in the garage.
Yeah, it just occurred to me, I figured, yeah, you probably got a heater out there. I didn't think you'd be out there racking around at 15 degrees. You know, your hand sticks to the tools, and tools are super cold, and, you know, your joints get all screwy on you. Yeah, if you got a good heater, there you go.
Yeah, it's a Mr. Heater, the natural gas furnace that hangs from the rafters, and it's uninsulated garage, and it'll heat a garage double that size, uninsulated.
Yeah, I've seen them before. I think I knew somebody who had one too, in fact. So what you're doing is you're insulating, right? You're out there insulating?
Last week I did the rafters where the roof hits the walls, that little slot all in there on all the top, and then last couple of days. I've been doing it all at the ground where the walls hit the concrete.
All right, Jay, are you going to put the insulation in the wall up over them, or are you just going to just leave the walls open with the insulation?
Yeah, there's open walls, man. I got too much stuff hanging on them walls, man, to be taking that down. I'm just doing above and below, and that's it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying there. But, all right, man, let me get back to you. I just want to see what you're up to and find out what we're having for breakfast there. That's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to get up out of here and go make me an egg, cheese, toasted sandwich. That sounds good, man. It does. I ain't got no sausage pad here, nothing to throw on there. It'd be even nicer, but I like egg and cheese. I like an egg and cheese sandwich on buttered toast. Or, if there wasn't no bread, hamburger bun would work too, but either way around. But, sometime today though, man, you get freed up. I'll, give you a phone call, talk to you about a couple things there, Roger.
Hey, that cabinet, man, what are you thinking, like, 2x2, about 9 inches deep or what? Something that size or what?
Well, just looking at the amplifier itself, without a tape measure or nothing, rough guess, from bottom of the, where it's on the floor, bottom to top, it'd be about a foot and a quarter, foot and a half. It wouldn't be no 2 feet. I don't think, it might be 2 feet. It ain't no more than 2 feet, though. And side to side, probably about a foot and a half, 2 feet. It'd be 2 feet by 2 feet, just about.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking, if you guys got another amp, I can make like a bottom cabinet tip so it matches that thing almost perfectly, man, you know? So it almost looks like a little mini stack.
Yeah, I'd like that. Have a little tilt in the front, like I said, like the amplifier itself. You got the front speaker grill, and then you go up, and when you get to the metal part where all the controls are on, the whole thing kind of tilts in a little bit on the top. You know, it's a Fender amplifier. The knobs kind of point up at you a little bit, just a little bit. It's like on a tilt. I wouldn't mind that. You know, it kind of matches the amp, but, you know, like I said, I don't want to, ain't no need to go all crazy. If I can get a decent cabinet built, nice and sturdy and, you know, just as long as it's black and it's, you know, it'll match the amp, as long as the amp can sit on top of it, and I can get a 12 in it, I'd be happy.
Well, I tell you what, man, it'll probably hold up a small car as a jack stand. I know that much, man. I don't mess around. I'll make it quality, that's for sure. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't know if the cabinet's held together by dovetail or mortars and tenons. You know, the Tolex covers it, so I can't tell with the wood how they got the sides and stuff on there. I know sometimes I've seen them with, without the Tolex. I've seen mortise and tenon joints, and I've seen dovetail joints. It don't matter either way. You know, we'll get to it. Like I said, it's still in the thought process, and I'm still debating it, but at least I found somebody who can, I believe you can do it. You know, I believe you can do it, because I don't know anybody else who can. The guy that I knew, the friend that I had who could really build me a real pro cabinet, he passed away, so he's the only one I knew, I really knew who can work with wood. Like I said, I'm not looking for, perfect, whatever the hell it is I'm trying to say, you know, it just, as long as it's solid, it's black, it matches my amp, and it holds a 12, that's all I really need.
kind of describe that last picture you sent to me with the green coloring on it, if you know what I mean. Big and black.
Yeah, well, that's new, because last couple times I was up there looking at the ad, that wasn't there. And I just happened to scroll down, and I shot the ads out, and then I happened to see that picture. I'm like, oh, where the hell did this come from? I figured you probably like that, too.
Oh, man, it put my head where it didn't want to go, but yeah, okay, Dave. Hey, I'll talk at you, man. I gotta get the hell heck out of here.
All right, my friend, I'll, like I said, a little later today, man, if you're, I'll check with you and see if you're just hanging out, freed up, give you a call on the phone, man, do a little rap in there, okay?
All right, man, we'll talk at you at WSCU 202, and we're clear.
Yeah, right, today. Good morning to you and Sue. We'll talk to you a little bit later. WSFZ 793, and I'm out. Good morning, Jack. WSOZ 793.
Well, good morning, Dave. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Everything's going pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, very good. At least the weather is not bad out there, you know, yet. It'll be bad tomorrow and the day after. That's what they said. Snow come back.
Oh, tomorrow. I thought it was supposed to start screwing up today.
Dave, maybe you're right. You never know. That Michigan weather, day before yesterday, it snowed 2 inches here. I got up and it was 2 inches on the ground.
Yeah, I seen that yesterday. Once the daylight came up, I looked out the window and I thought, oh God, it snowed. About 2 inches or so there. All right, let me get back to you, Jack. I got a phone call here. I just wanted to wave good morning to you, good talking to you, and hope everything's all right on your end. I'll get back to you in a little bit. WSOZ 793.
Hey, Dave, good talking to you. WIAG 48. WIGX 218. WIGX 218. WIAG 48, copy.
Hey Jack, you still in there?
WSEU 202, and we are mobile.
SDN 567, you're coming in very clear, sir.
WSEU 202 Mobile.
WSKK 684 calling WSKN 690. You out there, buddy?
Talking inside of the house right now. I'm just trying to get this radio up and running again. I had it taken apart for a while. I'm putting all this stuff back. Thank you so much. WSCM 902, you're clear.
Tommy, have a good day.
G 488 WRNW 329 Tryon. Copy WRNW 329 back monitoring.
Z935 from WSHM 738. I want to make sure it gets your call right. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's going on? Just working on a radio here, cleaning it up.
Presentation is half the battle.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nicotine stained, but it works.
Yep, well, alright. It is what it is.
Or as my friends from Detroit would say, it be what it be.
Suppose you can't argue with that if that's what they said.
Yeah, just, you know, soak the feet and everything, and so I'm just drying them off and trying to reinstall them back in the bottom cover.
What kind of radio shouldn't I ask?
TS-450S AT.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, the covers that they painted them with is kind of like a rubbery paint, and that stuff likes to suck in the smoke.
Yeah, it's like putting a sponge on the outside of a radio.
If you don't get it out of there. So covers almost have a golden sheen to them.
Yeah, it's like trying to wipe up, you know, Kool-Aid powder with a damp sponge. It gets stained. That's the way the paint acts.
Yep, and it doesn't come out of it. It stains for life.
Or it stains till death.
Right. The radio work?
Works great. Full 100 watts out. Tuner works. It's even loaded with filters.
Okay. Well, I'm just about home, so I'm going to go in there and grab a bite to eat real quick. I am starving.
Yeah, I could tell you what I paid for this thing, but I'd have to say check your Discord.
My Discord, I'll do that.
Well, I'll put it there later on, but you'll get a message eventually.
Yep. All right, well, I'm just around the corner, so I will catch up with you in a bit. WSHM 738.
Alrighty then. WRUZ 935.
WSAL 946 monitoring. WSAL 946, have we backed up yet on this repeater? Sounds like we might be, hopefully.
WRUG 488,
WRU 850. Yes, go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, I had no idea until I got your text. Anyhow, everything should be back up.
No problem. I'm sorry to bother you. All right, take care. Have a good evening.
That's the only way I'm going to find out. I don't often listen. So, thanks for letting me know.
No problem. WIUG 48. WICS 218. WIUG 48, copy. WRZK 518. WIUG 48, copy. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG 48. Copy. WICS 218 WIUG 48. Copy.
WRWB 489, WSHM 738.